This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Alana Gordon, filling in for Mike and Scott. Liz Buvinger admits she can be a bit of a planner, even a type A personality. But the birth of her daughter changed all of that. She says her experience of motherhood has taught her a lot about rolling with the punches. In this latest version of Patient Files, your stories of illness, healing, and coping, Liz shares her story of preparing for the unexpected alongside her daughter, Nora. She kept an audio journal to document their journey.
This is Liz. It's May 30th. I just got home with Nora, and I was sitting here with her and looking at Facebook, and recently all of my Facebook time hop things that come up have been from 5 years ago, which is when I was incredibly pregnant with Miss Nora. And it's just been really funny to think about what I was thinking was my future at that point and how incredibly different it looks now. Nora, say bye. We're signing off. Brian and I decided that we wanted to have kids or start trying in 2008, which is when I would be done with my prelim exams in grad school. I had always heard that the third year of grad school was a really good time because you were done with classes, but, you know, it was before crazy dissertation time started. So I was like, all right, let's shoot for that. That did not work out. We couldn't get pregnant for about a year. Got pregnant quickly after that. I miscarried and then got pregnant again about 6 months later. I miscarried again at about 11 weeks, then got pregnant again about 6 months later, and that was Nora. By about 2 months, and realistically by the end of her first month, I knew something wasn't right. Our neurologist brought Nora's MRI to the group to look at. And it just so happened that another one of the neurologists on the team had been an expert witness in a case that ended up having pontocerebellar hypoplasia. And so he recognized the pattern. So the geneticist called me and said, we're running the tests. I, of course, made the mistake of Googling this. The primary scary part of it being that the lifespan was only about 4 years. And so I just like broke down in the computer lab where I was. It's a public computer lab on the psych floor, but fortunately nobody was there. I pulled myself together. I went and taught my class, and then I had to wait 6 weeks to find the results. The results for that test came back positive. She again told me the median lifespan was about 50 months, that typically the kids died of like SIDS, you know, sudden infant death syndrome. So I said to her, I remember I said, so basically what you're telling me is that I'm just going to walk in one morning and Nora will be dead in her crib. And she was like, yes, that's the most likely outcome. I was like, oh gosh, okay. We didn't know when. So then we sort of had this death sentence on our hands, and we didn't quite know what to do with that. I tried to let Nora do the introduction on that one. She's whiny because she has to cough. I'm tapping on her chest to try to help her move some of the stuff up her lungs. Good cough. There we go.
When she's having a really hard time and her body is just attacking her, it's hard. She has medications for seizures, a couple different ones for her movement disorder because her body moves kind of uncontrollably. Another one that coats her stomach because she has recurrent stomach bleeds. She gulps air a lot because she just doesn't have coordinated suck, swallow, anything. I don't know a lot about her cognitive function or what she thinks about or doesn't think about in terms of what is tested. She never got above like a 2-month level cognitively. There are certainly times that I can see her thinking. She knows my voice. She's gotten better at different sounds that she can make. But even though Nora can't reciprocate in a lot of ways, I do think that it's clear that she knows those who love her and that they are soothing for her. And there was one time we were sitting right next to each other. I don't even think she was uncomfortable. But then all of a sudden she just started like scooting and she like flailed her entire body over to me and got her head on my shoulder and just was pulling and pulling and pulling. And it was really neat to see like, Mom, I want to be with you. You're like, oh, you do love me. Like, you know who I am. And despite not being able to talk or show me, really, you know, you find ways. And she finds ways. This is Liz. It's May 30th in the evening. Nora has recently lost 2 teeth. Those are her first teeth. I'm just sitting here watching her start to get sleepy. We were told that about 4 years was as long as we would have her. And now we're coming up on 5 years, and she is happy and healthy for the most part. And after getting that diagnosis and learning that we would lose our baby so early in life, these were milestones that I wasn't even sure we were ever even going to see. It just makes me so happy to know that we've made it to one of the first big kid milestones. She isn't a baby anymore. And that's just the coolest thing. Signing off for now. I guess when I think about life after Nora, I think about time. It feels vacant. I'm confused by it when I think about that. It's weird. I mean, I can stare at her like forever. My favorite time is when she's sleeping. She's so peaceful and so sweet and comfortable. And it's just like, oh, I can relax, right? And just like suck in how beautiful she is and appreciate the times when her body lets her relax. You know, just like anything you know you're going to lose, there's always a fear of like getting too close. But I think when it's your kid, you can't let that take over, right? Her strength. She has lived through an immense amount of stuff, being in hospitals and being poked and prodded and not being able to control anything. She's amazing. She's so strong. Like that will movie things I remember always. That's Nora's laugh. There you go, baby. I'm tickling her. I love you. I love you.
Here. Nora's story was told by her mom, Liz Buvinger, and produced by Lou Bluen. And we're happy to let you know that Nora is doing well these days. She's turning 5 years old next month. Liz says she's loving going to school, swimming, and even riding a therapy horse.